Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Kringle, and of course she is a dietitian at the Cass County Health System. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And Emily, you know, I get a lot of stuff across my computer here, and one of these caught my eye because it has to do with food. And so I want to ask you a question, because this is kind of how this whole article started out. If you were given a choice of two similar-looking snack bars, one is $1, one is $3, which one's the healthier?
I don't think we can go by price. The $3 one may be better. It may be equal to the $1, and it could be worse.
That's right. But the study showed that people in general, and I'm sorry, I cannot tell you who they talked to, but it was the research went on quite a while. It was through Harvard University and I believe another university. And they found out that people in general said, if it's more expensive, it has to be healthier.
We just can't make that statement. For example, and I'm going to go to produce.
Okay.
And if you go to the produce section and there are 10 varieties of apples, and the price ranges can be dramatic.
Yes.
Is one healthier? Is the most expensive more healthy for you? Probably not. Do you prefer one? Maybe.
That's different, isn't it? The taste preference is a different than the price.
Exactly. And that's where maybe, and even price, you may prefer the one that's less expensive, or you may prefer the one, but just to expect that the more expensive is better for you or even tastes better, I don't think is a fair statement or a fair rule to follow. I'm going to throw in something you weren't expecting me to say. It's sort of like wine. Is the more expensive wine better? Does it taste better? I think that depends on the person, and that's different than nutritional value. But
no, but it does have to do with how people make decisions and why. And again, in this study, people were making the decision not based on anything they knew other than the price. And so maybe we need to encourage ourselves to do a little comparison. There's lots of information there on the label.
Oh, there is. And I am almost guessing the labels are going to be very, very close. There might be a difference in sodium content. There might be a difference in fat content. But I'm not sure that's going to be either way related to the price. Mm-hmm. You can try it. What hurts you to buy one of each, or the cheaper one and the more expensive, and compare them? And maybe you can mix them up and you can't even tell the difference.
Do your own little research.
Right. I have bought different priced canned goods, different labels, different brands, and I can't consistently say that the expensive is better tasting and the nutrition is almost identical.
And I think that's sort of just kind of playing on that. Some people assume automatically that the brand that they're familiar with is better than the store brand, and the store brand is almost always less expensive. And then we just assume, well, you know, that well-known brand, they do all this advertising, it must really be better. But have you ever tried it?
Right. I mean, there are certain things I don't think you could tell the difference, or you couldn't tell which was which if you did a blind test.
Right. So if you are in doubt, I'm just green beans, pasta sauce, whatever it is you buy on a regular basis. If you are buying the most expensive, why not one time buy the less expensive? Try it out. You've not wasted a lot of money. You've not wasted a lot of time. And in the long run, maybe you'll save money.
Exactly. And you know, I hate to promote a certain product, but I know I have bought certain store brands that were wonderful. I've used them all the time. So, and then maybe there's a certain product, maybe a salad dressing, that you're really, by taste, more like a certain brand.
Yeah.
And I think it also goes often, not always, fresh might be the most expensive, frozen might be less, canned is usually less. And really, across the board on nutrition, when we say eat more fruits and vegetables, the recommendation is a mixture. It can be all of those things.
And, you know, and I think we've moved to assuming that fresh is always better. But we need to stop and think about how long that's been there, because fresh fruits and vegetables start losing nutritional value as they sit around. Even though they're still safe to eat and they may still taste okay, the nutritional value has gone down. Whereas probably the canned and frozen stays the same.
Yes, it's maintained better, especially, yeah, because they capture that right when they do it. Mm-hmm. And what I think is good is if you buy the fresh and you don't use it and it spoils, that's very discouraging. And then it did cost even more, maybe. So, and I promote fresh fruits and vegetables. But my message is estimate better what you're going to use in the next few days or week, because sometimes we buy more and then it doesn't keep the quality we want.
So I think what we're saying here, Emily, are there a number of things to consider when you're choosing? We've talked about flavor a number of times. We've talked about price. We've talked about nutritional value. And we can't tell you and I can't tell somebody else what the right choice is. They need to make some decisions for themselves.
Definitely, definitely. What works for them, what works for their family, what works for their lifestyle. So here we are in the winter. It's very cold. It's been very cold. And I tend to be a person that goes to the grocery store a lot, but when it was really cold, I didn't want to. So that's when I really relied on some of those canned things and freezer things, and that was great to have that, because then I did have fruits and vegetables.
So bottom line is we need more fruits and vegetables. And so I kind of want to move on to a zip code that just encourages that and doesn't say whether it's fresh, frozen, or canned. It just has a number.
Yes. There's two little numbers that are floating around there. And one is the 54218, and another one is 5210. But both of them start with 5. Very simple message, maybe not the easiest to do, but eat 5 fruits and vegetables a day. LaVon, I know you're concerned about nutrition, and I know you cook, and I know you go to markets, but even you who's concerned about fruits and vegetables, I bet there's days you don't eat 5. I know that's with me. And I just think if we would aim to eat more fruits and vegetables, a lot of things would fall into place, things we don't even know about. So whether they're frozen, fresh, or canned, try to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely. That fresh has to have some kind of preparation. It's a lot easier to open a can or take it out of the freezer. So bottom line, we're back to that 5 fruits and vegetables, whichever it is.
Right.
Basic
exactly.
message.
Exactly.
And some of the other numbers stand for real quickly, Emily?
5 is the fruits and vegetables. 2 is limit the sitting time you do in front of a television or a computer or kids playing computer games. If you have to do that, interrupt that time. Stand up, move around a little bit. 1 is to try to get more activity, maybe an hour. And if you're not there, work toward that. And the 0 is to cut down on sweetened beverages. Kool-Aid, lemonade, any of those sodas, to cut down on that sugar in beverages.
So you could aim for 0 there. For some people that won't be difficult. For others, that's a big leap. But whatever, work toward it.
Yes, exactly, exactly. The other one is 5-4. 4 is for 4 glasses of water, kind of related to displace those sugared beverages. 2 is the screen time. 1 is the hour of activity. And 8, very important, related to all of these things, that we get 8 hours of sleep. Because if you sleep better, you're able to do all these other things better.
Yeah. It's a part, total part of a picture of health. So, Emily, again, that zip code is?
54218 or 5210.
whichever. I think we're going to be hearing more about that, and it's maybe it's easier to use than my plate or the pyramid or whatever, because we're kind of into zip codes and numbers. So that'll be really interesting to see how
we'll
that
goes.
We'll
see more of that.
Yes. So thank you very much, Emily Kringle, dietitian, for visiting with us from the Cass County Health System. We haven't visited for a while, and it's a really important issue. So thanks again, and until next time, here's a thought from James Joyce. Mistakes are the portals of discovery.